AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden speaks later today about the end of the U.S. mission in Afghanistan. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the U.S. hasn't forgotten the Americans who are still in Afghanistan.
We continue our mission to get them out. It's just that it has shifted from a military mission to a diplomatic mission. And we have considerable leverage over the Taliban to ensure that any remaining American citizen will be able to get out.
Sullivan was on ABC's Good Morning America. The Taliban is now in control and pledges to bring peace and security to Afghanistan. Thousands face weeks without power because of Hurricane Ida in Louisiana. The AP's Julie Walker reports neighbors are helping neighbors stay in touch.
We're pulling up to the Miss Edna. We're going to check on them right now.
Vincent Acello and Evan Michelle are live on Facebook, checking on neighbors in Lafitte, 25 miles from New Orleans, which largely escaped catastrophic flooding, while other nearby communities like theirs were not so lucky.
You all right, buddy?
Roads are now waterways. At one point, their boat hit a street sign. Ida also ravaged the region's power grid, leaving all of New Orleans and hundreds of thousands of other Louisiana residents in the dark with no clear timeline when electricity would be back. Officials say some places face drinking water shortages affecting more than 640,000 people. In Mississippi's southwestern corner, entire neighborhoods were surrounded by floodwaters and many roads were impassable. Several tornadoes were also reported. I'm Julie Walker.
In Mississippi, two people were killed when their vehicles plunged into a deep hole where a highway collapsed because of Ida. The housing market remains red hot. Home prices jumped by a record amount in June. Home buyers competed for a limited supply of available houses. The governor of Virginia granted posthumous pardons to seven black men, the Martinsville Seven, who were executed in 1951 for the rape of a white woman. This is AP News. An 11-year-old boy has become a hot air balloon co-pilot in Australia. Hamish Davis got an early start.
When I was two, my parents took me to the Canberra Balloon Festival, and I fell in love with them from there.
Hamish has been working hands-on with balloons since he was four. His mom has not been stressed out over the high altitude.
He's so keen. I mean, you do what you do for your kids, don't you? So I get to see a lot of sunrises.
Hamish isn't paid for what he does, but the team welcomes the extra set of hands whenever there's an offer.
It kind of just feels like the earth falls away from you. Like, it's really smooth and gentle and peaceful.
Pilot Dave Roberts values Hamish's work.
He's as good as one of our chief crew. He really helps out a lot. Bar driving the cars and flying the balloon, he can pretty much do everything.
Hamish wants to get his balloon pilot's license. Dave Roberts says when he gets that, along with a driver's license, he'd hire him. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.